Stay away from negative people. For every solution, they have a problem. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. I am starting off a little saucy and sassy today. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert over at heathergrayconsulting.com. And I have to tell you, I've got a bee in my bonnet today, and you know how I get when I get those. But I wanted to have a conversation with people and challenge you to sort of do some self-reflection yourself on where you put your energy, your attention, your thoughts, and your feelings. And I'm going to back up a little bit and tell you how I got this particular bee in my bonnet. So if you're on the interwebs on social media and you're an online marketer or an online business owner, you've probably seen that there's a launch currently going on. My guess is it's probably going to have been over by the time you guys hear this episode, but for Tribe. And it's a $2,000 course that's run by Stu McLaren, where he teaches people how to have membership sites. So a subscription-based model, recurring revenue, et cetera, et cetera. For a lot of online business owners, that's like the holy grail of business ownership, something where they have guaranteed income coming in every single month on a recurring basis. For somebody like myself, a service-based provider, it gives an opportunity to go from selling one-to-one to one to many. For me personally, I prefer to be an outside consultant that comes into groups and memberships and offers them consultation rather than having a membership my own. So I end up in the circle of discussions because of the number of consultations I do for other people's groups, other people's memberships and training programs. So this launch has been in front of me for days now, and I've been watching the comments as people engage with the training, learn about what's being offered, consider it for themselves, and decide whether or not they are going to be all into creating and forming, building and launching a membership, but also to the investment that comes with this course. You know, the reality is Stu is like a leading expert and authority on this topic. He knows a lot. He's accumulated a lot of successful testimonials, and he puts a lot into the course that kind of backs the price tag. Plus, when you're offering a product that's teaching people how to make money, there's a pay-to-play option, and people need to be willing to put skin in the game and invest. And so it's a price tag that, when I look at it, I think is a reasonable price tag. However, the issue that I'm talking about isn't going to be about the price, even though that's what so many people who are walking away and turning away from the program are making it about. And this is what I wanted to bring to your attention and what I wanted to sort of challenge you to think about, because you may not know about Tribe. You may not have heard of this course. You may not be considering a change in your business. But for the sake of argument, there's a really tactile example here, because in the discussions, I've just watched over and over, people not only talk publicly in these groups and on these forums, and not just in Stu's group, I'm in other membership groups and other business communities, people just talking about like, oh, I thought this was going to be my year, but alas, I can't afford it. Or I really wanted to. I told myself that if I could, do a founder's launch and get 10 people into the program, that would be a validation of my idea, but alas, I can't. And there's post after post of people talking about why they can't. And for me, I wanted to shout for the rooftops, why are you looking backwards? You are not going that way. And I understand that all the time in business, we are going to be called to decide about investment. There are going to be opportunities we're going to want to do that we're going to have to say no to. There's going to be things that we wish we could say yes to that don't work for us. You know, I myself have turned down in the past, 6 to 8 months, 2 opportunities to do work that would require travel. And as much as I love the idea to be able to travel for work, it's not the right time for me, or my business or my life right now. My husband and I are in the middle of a remodel. I want to be able to get back east to see my family and my nephews and all the kids in my life. And so if I'm going to be looking and considering travel, I have to be more mindful about that. So even though I'm disappointed, and I would love to work in some luxurious, all-inclusive, you know, retreat location, I would love to be living the high life. For me right now, this isn't the time. That doesn't mean that after passing on those opportunities and that income, that I am hanging out in all of the discussions about these cool events that are going to be happening. Because even though I turned down the opportunity to speak or to lead a training, doesn't mean that I want to just keep, you know, hanging out with people who are getting to go, whose lives are in a different place, who have the time freedom to do something like that. I had to say no and move on. So yes, you acknowledge the discouragement. Yes, you absolutely acknowledge for yourself when something doesn't go your way. But I really want you to think about the behavior that happens. And since this isn't you, maybe it is you that I'm talking to, but for the sake of argument, let's just assume it's not. Like, since this isn't you, we can kind of scan the lens back a little bit and look at this and say, like, the first thing that people are doing when they're posting and having these conversations is they're trying to get support. They're trying to express disappointment. They're trying to get somebody to just recognize what it feels like to say no. But when the threads continue and you continue to participate and those people continue to participate, they are continuing to give oxygen to something that has already been decided isn't the right thing at the right time. I really do believe that when we are ready for the right opportunities, we grab them. So if we are saying no, there's a reason we're saying no. Because let's face it, if you can't get over the hump of making a major investment for $2,000, investing in yourself and investing in your business, and perhaps putting it on a credit card, what other risks are you not going to be able to take? How many different ways of putting yourself out there sitting in an uncomfortable place are you going to struggle with as you try to launch your business if you can't sort of wrap your mind around the fact that in order to have the foundation business building course that might get you to where you want to go, you have to put some skin in the game. So my story about that from the mindset perspective is if you are not willing to go out on that limb to get comfortable, uncomfortable in that way, there's probably other ways in your life and your business right now that you are not ready to get uncomfortable for. So that also thereby means you're probably not ready for this membership site or this opportunity or whatever it is that's in front of you that you're saying no to. Because any risk you take, any investment you make, any decision, any compromise is going to, by definition, make you uncomfortable. And so I don't question people who say not the right time, because it probably means that not only is it not the right time for their bottom line, their budget, it's not where their value is, it's not where their investment is, it's not where their time is, they internally are not ready for everything that comes next, because if they were, they would have said yes. So that's how I organize that. But when you go back, once that decision has been made, and you sit and stew in the pot, and you give that pot nurturing and spicing and attention and TLC, all you are doing is feeding the beast that says you can't. And then when I see that behavior, it tells me you're not ready for it. You might not want it bad enough. You might not believe it's possible for you. And you are not willing to risk failure for what you want. And if that's you, and if that's true, it's okay. You can keep hanging out in the groups and talking about why this is the wrong opportunity and this hasn't found you and this hasn't found you, rather than recognizing you and deciding not right now and closing a door means you are now free to go look for the open window, which means you are now free to go looking around to see what else might be available to you, what other opportunities might exist for you. And yes, I turned down two big opportunities for travel that I would have loved to have done because I don't want to leave my house and my situation with my husband in the middle of a remodel so many times inside a year when we're like living temporarily, decisions need to get quickly made on the remodel, and we're investing the money in the house. I kind of want to be around to take the time off at the time when it's finally done, 6 or 8 months in, to enjoy my brand spanking new house, right? So that, all of that is a reflection of my values. And then what I've done with that without like sort of dwelling on it is say, what are the doors and opportunities I want to find? And then I'm seeking those out. I'm saying yes to podcast interviews. I'm seeking out other groups or, you know, other programs or memberships that I might be able to offer consultation in. I am making big, hairy, scary pitches to people who I think I could offer value to and obviously would offer value to me back, because those are where my windows are. Those are where my doors are. Not looking back on like, oh, it would have been so nice if this opportunity came to me when I wasn't in the middle of a remodel and I hadn't just made all these changes and I didn't live 3,000 miles away from my family and have to take a plane ride every single time I wanted to see them. Do you see how that energy shifts? Because it is totally okay to say no to something. It's okay to say no to a client. It's okay to say no to a job. It's okay to say no to a course, to an investment, to a membership, to anything that's sitting in front of you. But when you make yourself a victim to that no, you are acquiescing all of your power, you're absolving yourself of control, and you are going to be in the same place doing the same thing the next time you check in with yourself on the status of your life or your business. I want you to think about where your energy's going. We all get discouraged. We all doubt ourselves from time to time. It has been a big kind of year for me in terms of risk taking and really putting myself out there. And I can't tell you how many times I've pitched myself to opportunities, reached out, cold called, asked for a networking introduction, you know, done all of the things only to get radio silence. And it would be so easy for me to just, you know, say, well, people tell you that you can ask. People tell you that you can do this. People blah, blah, blah. And poor me, it's not available to me, rather than recognizing that, you know, there's 50 million reasons why I might get ignored and not get a response. In the age of Gmail, Gmail could just somehow, for some reason, block my email. In the age of people kind of getting inundated and drowned out by pitches, perhaps my letter didn't get read. Perhaps I didn't write a compelling enough subject heading for a good open. You know, there are so many reasons. And if I go down the rabbit hole of why not me, I am going to miss out on the opportunities that are absolutely positively for me, because it shuts off the creativity. It shuts off the, well, I couldn't do this and this wasn't right and I never heard back from that, but maybe I could go and do this. Because, you know, one of the things that, you know, a lot of people ask me about are, you know, what's my take on the law of attraction? The idea of putting out to the universe, you know, what it is you want and kind of waiting for it to find you. And the reality is that I have a significant amount of buy into that philosophy. I just don't think people apply it in the way that is actually actionable for themselves. And they sort of just want to, they want their lives and businesses to happen on a wish and a prayer, rather than recognize that if you're going to tell the universe that you want X number of memberships to contact you for interviews or this, that, or the other thing, or you want to be on so-and-so's podcast on such and such, you know, thing, you need to be willing to ask for it. You need to be willing to put in the work, do the effort and show up for the opportunity. And when you're looking back on roads that have, you know, been traveled and you've said not the right path for you, when you're looking at an empty wallet, when you're looking at a, you know, full calendar that doesn't have the time to implement something, you are not putting your energy towards what's possible. So my challenge for you today is for you to look at, where are you focusing on the red and yellow lights in your life and business? It's a reminder and a call out to go back to one of my earliest episodes on the show. You have to go all the way back, but Look for the Green Lights is one of my favorite episodes that I've done for you guys on this show, because I think it's so easy to get in that habit of just looking at what isn't going to work and saying why it's not going to work and woe is me and poor me and I don't have the money. I don't have the time. Well, not everybody who said yes had the money and the time. People made an investment in themselves, made an investment in the dream, you know, made the choice for themselves. You get to not make that choice for yourself, to decide that's not your value. But I do encourage you to figure out what the heck you're going to say yes to, where you're going to put your energy to find what's possible. Because so long as you're having the conversation of like, poor me, not going to happen, not this year, I really want it, and give all of that extra, all of those thoughts your energy, all you're going to find, all you're going to encounter are all the other reasons why you can't. Because you're scanning and looking for the reasons why you can't, rather than looking and finding the opportunities that are available to you, the possibilities that do exist. This is my battle cry to you people, to start looking for the green lights and to start creating them for yourself, to go looking, to ask, to give yourself full and total permission to say no to something that isn't going to work, but just own that you're saying no and go find what is for you in the right moment and at the right time. Battle cry, people. Warrior cry. It is time to pony up and show up for yourself and show up for your business, because if you don't do it for yourself, if you don't believe it's possible, no one else is going to. So there you have it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.